Hello, everyone. Just a quick reminder from your friendly neighborhood editor that this is the final week of No Audio Glenn. Next week, we will be completely back to normal. And everyone rejoiced!
Yeah, so you've managed to cook up something to your red light green light potion has caused them to cease being a coherent swarm for a bit while they while the chemical smell dissipates. You can still like try to stomp them out or whatever, or cast fireball on them, but they're not able to coherently attack you in this state.
All right, I'm gonna leave that to other people, and I'm gonna go like hobble and puke my way to the pot that the person is hiding in.
Gotcha. Yeah. Abena is in there and she like starts screaming like, what are you doing? There are still centipedes here. There isn't room for you. Find another pot.
Can I offer you a mango in this trying time?
A nice mango. Yeah.
And then I will like, how big is this person that they're fitting in a pot?
I mean, it's a large cook pot, right? Like, so think like
the pot is pretty big.
You know, your typical witch's cauldron.
Can I lift it?
You're pretty hefty, right?
I'm pretty strong.
Yeah, and you're still all hopped up on
centipede venom and mango
death
yes.
juice. Yeah, I feel like you can pick up a pot with a person.
Okay,
in it. Then do you put the top back on or
yes for safety?
Okay. You want to spill, right?
I throw in a whole mango, I close the thing, close the pot, and I walk out with it.
You drop a mango in as if it were a grenade, yeah.
Like, through the pot, like, through the horde of writhing centipedes, past my teammates, I just walk towards the front door carrying this pot. That's probably screaming by this point.
Awesome. Awesome.
I'm also short, so I can't see over it. I'm like carrying it in a bear hug that covers my own face.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Jonas, is there something that you would like to do in order to help rectify the situation?
At this point, just have Carlin start stomping on centipedes, probably.
The only reasonable thing to do at this point.
There is literally nothing else that I think I can think of that would be half as effective as that right now. Like, any spell I cast is just going to get saved against, and yeah. Wait, shit! What am I thinking? I have an acid breath weapon!
Get him! Hey, acid won't burn down the kitchen. It'll leave massive scars on all the woodwork, but that's...
But it's not going to torch the place.
That's true. I'm super interested in this acid breath weapon, though.
It's because I have a dragon.
No, I know. You press the button. I'm curious what it does.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Oh yes. What is your spell DC?
It's 17.
Oh, I don't know why I rolled 30-foot column, but that's very cool. Oh no, it's still reflex save. No.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
fuck.
Yeah, okay. Literally just fuck my life, but you know.
That's not a critical save though.
No, so it's still take half. Yep.
That's true. Okay.
Roll damage.
Nice.
So that's
plus
three.
Five is eight.
Plus five.
That might be the most damage we've done to them in one shot so far.
And it recharges in Oh, next nice. Round. Great, actually.
I wish you luck. I am not coming back.
Glenner, Firebird, do y'all want to finish this thing off?
I'm also going to use Scatter Screed to just drop rocks on them, because that is an area attack.
It is, yes.
So they make a DC 17 reflex save.
But not...
That is not a critical success.
The lowest score.
How is that so much damage? Oh, because it's plus 4, because Charisma. I forgot that's it's a Charisma-based attack. So they take 4 damage plus another 5.
So that's 9.
Oh, you got it on the die. They are already marked, though.
Okay.
Good.
Where's the button for dead? Signs out of effect. Dead. Yeah. Okay. So the remaining centipedes scatter away from the kitchen as you stomp, burn, spew, and otherwise spray the area with caustic substances and fire. A head pokes around the corner, and you can see Lumusi. Her head pokes around the window, and her eyes get wider, and she shouts, you know, my cabbage is my kitchen, right? Like, and she wails, and she throws open the door of the kitchen, and, you know, there are dead centipedes that are, you know, burned centipedes. The entire place smells like, you know, like a fumigated house, right? Like, or like, I don't even know. Like, yeah, that's a fair thing to say, right? Fire and acid and burned bugs. Man, I wonder, what do burned bugs?
It does not smell pleasant.
I can't imagine.
If it's anything like crushed bugs, it is probably not great.
All right, yeah. And she turns upon you and she says, may this be, or is this what this is clearly a may you live in interesting times curse. Thank you for your help. And also, I wish it would have just been mites. Like, the mites would have been easier, right? This is...
I wish it was just mites too, ma'am.
I know you didn't summon these, despite them being mites, and then you go inside and now they're being centipedes. It's not your fault. I think she's trying to convince her more than she's trying to convince you.
I'll come help in the help clean up after we finish our assignment. I promise.
Okay. Thank you. That would be great. I'm assuming that Thorka ran out with Abina?
No one's keeping her outside, like outside of this whole building. Thorka is laying in the mud with her back resting against the pot. The pot is open. I don't know what happened to the person inside. And Thorka is like chugging down random vials of chemicals from her bag, trying to get rid of the poison that is still currently coursing through her body and ravaging her. Yes.
Okay. Thorka. Sorry, go ahead, Glenn. Thorka, Lumusi had left the cauldron and run back to her room. And she comes back with like a pouch, the sort of thing that you'd attach to a belt, with 3 vials. And she sits down in the mud across from you, and she says, thank you for rescuing me from the centipedes. I like to brew potions, and she's kind of fiddling with this pouch, and I don't have anything else to give you as a thank you. This is my own special take on these potions. So this one tastes like lemon. It is a potion of water breathing. And these taste like cinnamon. They are cat's eyes elixirs. And she hands you the little pouch with the potions.
I'll take it in one probably still shaking hand. And thanks, I guess. And I'll immediately smell them.
They smell lovely.
And
have you considered going to Anchor Root for an antidote for the poison? She asked you.
To be honest, I hadn't. But I don't know. Anchor Root and I have history, so sure.
I know that she's been trying to deal with centipede venom recently, so that's the only reason I bring it up.
Sure. And so just kind of like look at the like scattered remains of her medical kit, and you can see her make the decision that it doesn't really matter at this point. And she will begin limping in the general direction of Angkor Root, or where she assumes Angkor Root is.
Right. I believe it's the three of you, Lumusi, who's gotten a broom and has begun sweeping the centipedes to the out the door.
Yeah, I.
Sorry, what was that? Gotcha. There is the your new bug mind is attracted to something here. And it is, let's see if I can get more information for you. Yeah, so it is there is definitely something here at the Magambaya that is intentionally attracting insects. It's like it calls to you. It's difficult to say where it is. Like you're not able to hone in on it, except it's here. If you spent more time in this form, or maybe you'd be able to, or like walked around and stuff, like maybe you'd be able to narrow it down. But as of now, it's just plainly obvious that there's something here that's drawing you, and you know, you can extrapolate from that however you like.
But if we help them out, it might help us locate where the source of the problem is. But if we already have those points to go towards, that might make it easier. Well, I suppose let's try. Where do we want to go next?
I mean, Thorka's already on her way to Angkor Root, and that was one of the people that... Thorka, as you enter the Spire Dormitory, right, like, Angkor Root is busy pouring a vial of something down one of her chicken's throats. So, like, its wings are flapping angrily. You know, she's got it kind of in, like, she's standing over it and has got it in almost like a headlock trying to pry its mouth open. And she's just talking to it very calmly, and the chicken's not having any of it, and it's trying desperately to avoid whatever is being poured into its mouth. And there's green liquid strewed all over the place, like on the chicken, on the floor, and there's a like a small pot of it next to her, and she keeps dipping the vial in there and trying to get one unit into the chicken.
Okay, I will shamble into the room.
She shrieks and drops everything and puts her hands over her mouth.
Do I have any idea what I'm looking at? I assume she's not trying to euthanize the chicken, but... like, does the stuff that she's using look familiar to me?
Do you have any sort of alchemical knowledge, or, like, arcane skill, or anything like that? Or nature or medicine would be fine too.
Okay, well, I have those two skills. So, here, I will roll you a nature if you would like.
Eh. You're like 80% sure this is an antidote that she's brewing.
Okay.
Or has brewed.
All right, well, in that case, I will grapple the chicken.
Okay. You have now possessed one chicken.
Okay. I will turn the chicken to face the, I assume not still screaming, Noel.
Oh, she was never screaming. Yeah. She's just slapped her hand. She's no longer screaming. Okay. Yep. She's just standing there with her hands over her mouth.
Here, let me help you.
She goes ahead and she gets the vial off of the floor. She dumps it in there. She holds the chicken's mouth with one hand. And even though it's not able to flap around because, you've got a pretty good hold on this thing, even though you're poisoned six ways to Sunday, is able to successfully administer a vial of centipede anti-venom to her chicken. And then she says in a very quiet voice, "What happened to you? Why are you so muddy? Why are you covered in bites?"
Centipedes. That's all I remember. I went in and out there for a bit, but centipedes.
Oh. She dips a vial, dips the vial back into the pot, and then hands it to you, and she says, "We made this for my chicken, but it probably will work on you."
Before she gets like three words into that sentence, and I have immediately taken like a shot. Just down the gullet, no hesitation.
Okay. It is functionally a moderate antidote potion.
Okay.
With chicken related side effects. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Great. Love chicken related side effects.
You're gonna lose all your feathers.
Yeah. Or get some shiny new ones.
I've seen a lot of centipedes recently, and my chickens have been eating them, so I'm worried that they're going to get poisoned from all the centipedes they're eating. There's a lot of them. Did you fall into a centipede nest?
No, I visited the kitchen.
They're in the kitchen? She squeaks.
I don't think they are anymore. When I left, they were mostly being burned and stomped.
Okay, that's, not as good as feeding them to chickens, but that's still fine. There are some around here, too. Do you need them for some reason?
No, I think I got what we came for, and I hold up the jar with the mango and the centipede in it.
Okay, oh my.
And then I shake the jar pretty viciously when the centipede starts moving.
I think the three of you come in as Thorka is shaking a jar of centipedes towards Anchor Root.
Not towards Anchor Root. I'm shaking the jar in cruelty to the centipedes. I want to be clear about this. Which is not probably unfair, because that's the one centipede that didn't bite me.
To be fair, it wasn't for lack of wanting, it was lack of opportunity.
Hi, can I help all of you?
We heard you were having centipede trouble.
Yeah, there are centipedes all over the dormitory. I've deployed my chickens strategically in order to cover as much ground, but I needed Chazire's help to brew a pot of centipede antivenom. Are you planning? Do you want some?
The rest of us aren't poisoned, thankfully, but we'll take some to go. We may need it.
Shot for the road.
It'll expire. It'll lose its effectiveness after a day. So be sure to drink it before finding centipedes. Uh, If you want, you could probably find some more centipedes around here if you want them.
Want is a very strong word.
Yeah, Thorny's just in the background, like, she's still holding the chicken under one arm, right? And like doing the no.
But thank you. We'll see what we can do to clear the place out.
Okay.
Then let's go centipede hunting, I suppose. Yippee!
All right, give me a nature or survival check.
No, nature and survival are different. Nature and survival are two of my three sixes, so they're definitely different skills. Nice.
Very good.
Glenn, you're like, you go over to the wall and you knock a few times, and then you poke your finger in the wall and pull out a centipede and drop it in a jar, right? Like, that's my wall, but thank you.
Does this centipede look at significantly different from the previous swarm, or?
Yes, this is a dramatically smaller centipede than the one in the jar. Like, taps it. It'll be fine. Okay, that's fine. You went straight to the combat encounter of this thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beeline straight to the worst possible scenario.
Yeah, right.
Marinated mangoes.
Man, what insects? Man, insects have my number real bad. This is the path. This is the like fantasy. Fantasy combat TTRPG equivalent of like being the person the mosquitoes love to eat, right?
Well, when we rolled you, Thorko, we didn't realize we had rolled the secret hidden trait, insect mm-hmm. taste.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. And we don't really want to re-roll you because we like your other personalities and such, so...
Like your other the pros, right? Like, you know, we've the stat slew, it's good enough. We'll put up with a
negative trade.
That's right, yeah. This one's got it's got with bug scraping. There you go. It doesn't get any better than that one. Alright, folks. It's getting kinda late for our East Coasters, or whatever the phrase is.
Beast Coasts.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we're pretty spread across the country at this point. So, thank you all for joining us. I hope you had as much fun as I did. And we will catch y'all on the next one. Take care.
Bye.
Have a good night.
That D&D podcast is released under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. Feel free to share with friends, but don't cut anything out and don't sell our work. Please visit us at thatdndpodcast.com or on Twitch or YouTube at thatdndpodcast. Intro music is Umoja by Alexander Nakarada, which is available from freestockmusic.com. Nakarada's music can also be found on serpentsoundstudios.com. Outro music is Horizons by Etch, which can be found on SoundCloud or at ATCHmusic on Instagram. The Kindled Magic book was written by Eleanor Farron and Alexandria Bustian and is a part of the Strength of Thousands Pathfinder Path. The Pathfinder role-playing game is owned and published by Paizo Publishing. All other copyrighted content is owned by its associate copyright holder.